I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Gene Marks, who's exhausted me by just giving me a partial list of where he's been these last weeks. It's wonderful to have him back to tour the nation through Gene's eyes. We now go to some larger stories, though. Gene taught me many years ago to pay attention to small business. They can see the future. These are profits, as in P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And seeing the future is much of their work. They need to know if their workforce, if their orders books are adequate for 25. Gene, right now small businesses are hesitating, as you've just been through the list here. What is 25? What does the summer of 25 look to them?
Well, so John, I just wrote a piece for The Hill, and full disclosure, I don't know if it's been published today or if it's coming out on Monday, but there were seven recent surveys that have come out from all sorts of big organizations, some banks, U.S. Bank, Capital One, Bank of America, QuickBooks, Intuit QuickBooks had a survey, CNBC, all surveying small business and how they're doing and what they're looking for next year. And so what I did for my piece is I rounded them all up to try and make some sense out of it. The good news is the surveys dovetailed into what I'm seeing, what I just reported to you from these different associations. I mean, 2024 was a tough year, according to these surveys. The National Federation of Independent Businesses found that for some businesses, their you know, profit and revenue trends were lower, you know, contracted. And as we had just talked about, I mean, there are definitely a lot of industries that have had those issues. However, you know, the other issues that I found from all the surveys and also then found when I went out to these associations is, of course, labor. Wages are slowing down. Even Paychex reported that, you know, hourly wages now, the increase annualized is around 3%, barely keeping up with inflation. And job hiring is really softened as well. No one that I spoke to at any of these associations, John, were not looking for people. I mean, you always want to look for good talent, but there's definitely less of a demand among small businesses for new talent. They're making do with what they got. And they're leveraging themselves in AI. So the surveys prove that as well. You asked about 2025 and the optimism in 2025, like I found at these associations, is mixed. You know, there was in a Bank of America survey, they said 4 out of 5 owners were anticipating revenue growth next year. And a Verizon small business survey said that business owners, 60% of them said that businesses will be in a better economic position next year. But then you hear from the National Federation of Independent Business, who says that their optimism level is at a 33 months now has been running below the 50-year average. With most of their business owners not very optimistic about the year. There's a lot of uncertainty that's out there. Overall, though, when you talk to small business and mid-sized business owners, regardless of the industry, everyone's looking up. They're hopeful for the next year because that's sort of the nature of these people. I mean, you got to be an optimist if you're going to sign up for this job. And I think what I found when I was at all of these conferences dovetailed into what these surveys are finding, too, which is good news. To know that these surveys are somewhat based in, some facts.
We have about a minute, Gene, and this is a really good recommendation to small businesses. Roth 401ks, what is that? Why do you recommend them?
In less than a minute, John, a Roth 401k, you put money that's after tax into an account and it grows tax-free. It's fantastic. And a new retirement rule from 2022 actually now allows businesses to set up a Roth 401k plan for their employees. And now you can contribute to them as well or have your employees contribute to them. So just, I got 10 seconds. Talk to your benefits consultant, set up a Roth 401k for your small business. You can contribute to it, get your employees to contribute to it. It's a really great benefit.
Gene Marks, on the road with Gene Marks. He's back for a moment to give us a tour of America. He is a small business columnist at the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, at the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.